What about side effects and toxicities?
Well, there was clearly more toxicity for docetaxel, whether given either every 3 weeks or weekly. If one focused on the every 3 week schedule, there was substantially more neutropenia, infectious complications, as would be expected from the dose of docetaxel that was used in the trial.
To what extent were preemptive growth factors used in any of these arms, particularly the docetaxel 3 weeks?
Use of colony-stimulating factors was permitted as secondary prophylaxis consistent with ASCO guidelines at the time, not as primary prophylaxis.
So nobody basically got
prophylaxis. Right.
And what was the dose in the 3 week arm?
In the 3 week paclitaxel arm, it was 175 milligrams per meter squared. In the every 3 week docetaxel arm, it was 100 milligrams per meter squared, which of course now would be, that dose and schedule would be acceptable with regard to ASCO guidelines for using a colony stimulating factor for primary prophylaxis.
Yeah, it's weird because, you know, you start these trials in 1999, now it's 2006. We're trying to interpret them. It really is a challenge. And so I guess some of the neutropenia issues you might expect if you were to repeat it or they had preventive growth factors maybe would have been less of an issue.
Oh, no question. There would certainly be much less neutropenia, as has been shown by other trials, in the every 3 week docetaxel arm if G-CSF had been used as primary prophylaxis.
What about other side effects and toxicities?
For the weekly paclitaxel study arm, there was more neurosensory toxicity, as one would expect. And for the weekly docetaxel arm, there was more tearing and onycholysis.
What about fatigue?
Fatigue occurred in somewhere in the range of about 3 to 6% of both study arms.
Do you think that's the case in what you observe clinically?
I agree that fatigue is underreported in clinical trials. I think in general it's less of a problem in the adjuvant setting when patients are going to get a shorter course of therapy than metastatic disease when they need continuous therapy.